The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is such a ridiculous thing to ask because I think this is a problem that only I have. But Raven, when you're filling out like a form, like I've been filling out a lot of camp forms, school forms, you know, and it says, what is your job title, your occupation? What do you write down?
Oh, I write broadcasting. Broadcaster or broadcasting.
Oh, see, I never
sometimes
write
I'll
that.
Write media. Sometimes I'll write that, but that's what I write. What do you write?
I write radio show host.
Radio show host.
And it feels so stupid writing that.
It feels a little bit weird, right?
I don't know.
Like I never write on-air person.
Well, turns out that Indeed.com, which is one of the major leaders when it comes to finding jobs, they
sure.
say that having creative job titles is more important than ever. So, like, you can't just say you're, like, an accountant.
Okay.
Now you have to be a, hold on, what do they call accountants? Number ninja.
Oh, I do like that.
Mm.
That does sound cool because accountant has always kind of been one of those ones when somebody says it, you're like, wah, wah.
Mm.
Whereas number ninja sounds like, wow, sexy, cool accountant.
Well, that's exactly why they're saying that you should do this now. The advantages of having a really kind of funky, cool new job title is it allows companies to express their creativity and it encourages employees to think imaginatively about their daily work.
Oh, well, I definitely got to work astronaut into my title at some point then, I'm guessing.
The disadvantage, which is the obvious one, I think, is that it causes confusion. You're like, what the heck is a number ninja? Oh, you're an accountant?
I told you, I did get some emails from other people that are in the company and they're not in this office, but I get these creative titles back and I'm always confused. I'm like, wait a minute. What is actually their job? Do they work with unicorns? Because that's confusing to me.
So these are the alternate job titles that Indeed.com has suggested that you use. Raven,
okay.
I'm going to tell you the title, how much money they make, that's like the national average salary, and then you're going to guess what the job actually is.
Oh,
ready?
I love a game. Let's do it.
Okay, Chief Beverage Officer.
Chief Beverage Officer is the guy who stocks the soda machine in your vending you know, your vending machine in the break room. How about?
Well, it's the bartender. Yeah. You're kind of on the right track, I guess. And they make nationally average $24,398.
Did you just call a bartender the same as the vending machine stocking guy?
I mean,
it's not the same.
They refill the drinks.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail myself on that one.
The national average salary of the boss of all things is $109,000. What is the boss of all things?
Boss of all things got to be like the CEO, right?
100% right.
Oh, yep. Look at me go.
Yep. The king of the nerds, national average salary, $33,030.
King of the nerds.
What is the king of the nerds as a job title?
King of the nerds. Is that the IT guy?
Yeah, tech support.
Oh, look at me go again. Wow, is that all the IT guy is making? Because no wonder he's ripping off the rest of our passwords and getting into our bank accounts.
First Impressions Director, national average salary, $27,997 for First Impressions Director.
How much was the salary?
Almost 28 grand.
It's like the person who does the press conference. It's like the PR person.
Nope.
No?
The receptionist.
I can't be right all the time.
The receptionist is the First Impressions
Let's
Director.
Let's get that person a raise.
Mm.
Let's get that. I mean, it's a first impression. Think about what you're saying.
The healer of magical creatures, annual salary, about $97,000.
That's got to be the vet.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I love my fur babies.
How about the Potion Master? The Potion Master has a national average salary of $116,281.
Potion Master, is it? Is this some guy that's now brewing his own beer?
No, it's a pharmacist.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't like to think of medicines as potions nowadays. They're not magic. It's supposed to be based in science, but that's me.
So what should we rename our title so that we sound cool and I know what to fill out on the forms?
I've been working on this the entire time. How about incredibly good-looking but humble radio wave assassins?
Done.